This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
All right, welcome to another edition here of Reinvention Radio. Oh, we got a full house. It is Mary Goulet. Hi, Mary Goulet. Rich O'Shea. We've got Rich and Rich. White Wade hanging out in the studio, just holding things down there. Man, he is running like a million miles an hour. And we got Donna joining us. Hi, Donna.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
How are you?
They told me to kiss the mic. So.
Absolutely. That and Wade, as he's got his own reasons, I think, for that. He takes pictures and posts them in private places. So be careful what you do with the mic. And look at him acting all innocent over there like he doesn't hear us. He knows exactly what's going on. All right. So much going on. I don't even know where to begin. Oh, my God. So first and foremost, let me throw this out to you. And you guys, I will, since it's 50-50 here, we got two guys, two girls. I know where I would go with this conversation, but there's a lot of things going on right now that I want to talk about. So I'm going to put it out. We'll take a vote. And we'll see what you guys want to talk about. Okay, how about that?
So Ready? Is this setting context right now?
This is setting context.
I'm getting more confused.
Please do. Absolutely. Okay, so murdering black people. That's one thing we could talk about.
Every week,
we got to get you some volume. I don't know why, Mary. Oh, I know, because you're not actually hooked up. There is nothing actually hooked up in the back of the microphone, right? So you are sitting there. So
it's probably this one down here by my feet.
So hold on. One that second. Is so funny. Well, your mic looks great. You look great. You're just hanging out. The headphones are good. Yeah, try plugging that thing into the back of the mic and let's see what happens with that. All right, yay, we're going to get Mary some power. I actually hear you now. Yay, how about now, Mary Goulet?
There we go.
Yay, Mary Goulet's live. Okay, so thank you, Wade. That was awesome. You know, hey, details. It's all about the details, Wade. It's all good, man.
These damn wires.
These damn wires. We got to go wireless. That's the thing. See, Wade thought we were already a wireless studio. I think that's what he thought. We moved to a new place now and he thought we were just a wireless studio.
Isn't that what Apple did? They just cut the wires.
They just cut the wires. Okay, so we can talk about murdering black people.
We talked about that as well.
I'm trying to get away from the murdering people.
So murdering is the theme. So murdering black people. You vote no on murdering black people.
Well, okay, where are you going with this?
I'm going with this like, oh my God. Like, and Colin Kaepernick is getting shit for like not standing up for, you know, the Pledge of Allegiance or God Bless America, whatever the hell we sing at the Star Spangled Banner. That's the one. We got too many. That's the problem with America. We got too many things. We don't know what to like focus on. Do we do the Pledge of Allegiance? Do we do God Bless America or do we do the Star Spangled? It's like too much patriotism and then we just kill black people like randomly just because. So there's that. And then there's, of course, did you hear about Ramsey? JonBenet Ramsey.
And
they finally
brother.
Solved it. They solved it.
They did?
Well, they solved it as much as they can possibly solve.
The son.
Given the fact that they're way past like the statute of limitations. Exactly, the son. So evidently this kid, by the way, Donna, you look like you know so much.
No, she's just as confused.
You wrote a book.
As us.
You wrote a book about this, didn't you? You were the ghostwriter on that JonBenet rant, because you're a writer, right? And an author, and you teach people how to do books and all that fun stuff, right? So you were
right.
The ghostwriter on that book, yes?
I was not.
You were not, okay. But you're familiar with the with that case from like 58 years ago when they finally just decided it was the brother. You
okay,
heard this,
so
yes?
Okay, so wait. I heard just a teensy tidbit, but then I moved on. So he was interviewed by Dr. Phil, and everybody was commenting how he would smile while... Like, he just had this natural, weird, shadowy smile.
He's a weird kid. He's an awkward kid. That's what they've been saying.
How did they conclude that he actually did it?
Based on the evidence of there was a fight that they evidently were able to figure out that happened. The kid got mad because JonBenet Ramsey stole a piece of pineapple from his bowl at bedtime, and they found pineapple in her system at that time of death or whatever it was, and he actually hit her. He had a temper, like a bad temper.
Evidently.
And he, at one point, actually hit her in the face with a golf club. Like, that never got reported. So all of that kind of adds up to he hit her
was
in the head.
He the third voice in the phone call
That's
to 911?
That's what they said. After they stopped recording...
She didn't hang up.
Right.
She thought she did.
She thought she hung up, and then they kept recording, or as they typically do with 911 calls, and that was the voice in the background. Supposedly, he was asleep, and then it's like the whole three-page ransom note thing. Like, who writes a three-page ransom note? I mean...
Who wrote it?
Who's got time?
The parents?
to write a 3-page ransom note.
That's almost a book right there.
Right. Well, there you go. So if you had, if you wanted to write like a detailed 3-page, like how long would it take you, Donna, to write a 3-page note that actually made sense and was coherent?
No, I'm not cutting the letters out of the magazines for this. I'm actually
now, that would have
it.
Been impressive. Yeah. A 3-page note of cutting the letters out of the magazines. Yeah. Wow. But it takes time.
It takes time. How old was he?
He was eight or nine, or ten, or something. She was six.
Yeah, something like that. So the theory is he banged her in the head with something because he got pissed that she stole some pineapple from his bowl, and that killed her. And then they were like, oh, well, you know, there were some stun gun marks or something like on her body. And what they concluded is that that is from him poking her with his train track sets to try to revive her. So why it took 20 years to figure this out,
so the parents covered up for it.
Totally and completely. That is what they're saying at this point, that the mother wrote the note. They came up with this whole theory and trying to blame it on some pervert who's, you know, watching the kids' beauty pageant stuff or whatever it is. And all I know is that if it took them this long to figure out, like, who killed JonBenet Ramsey, we're going to have some serious issues trying to solve some of the more recent cases, because you would think technology or other things would have gotten to the point where we could solve things
a lot
quicker.
There was no DNA on anything anywhere.
Yeah, that's
Rich,
the thing.
Well, you've got to share in
well,
this.
I'm just saying it's all who's looking, too. You know, some people...
Keystone Cops.
Maybe he knew the cops and was like, you know, you never know.
Yeah. So anyway, I thought that was pretty interesting that 20 years later we're still talking about.
Way to start on a downer, though.
Right. Is he going to jail?
It was either that or murdering black people. So you guys chose JonBenet.
There's more topics. There's more.
There is.
It started to go with something. There's two women. There's two men.
I was going to vote, but then evidently.
And then next thing you know.
And we didn't vote. It's just like America here.
To the face.
Everybody says we vote and we elect and we decide. This is just like. Oh man, there's going to be an air show this weekend, and our studio
in the studio, yes,
like, in the studio is like right, evidently outside of Miramar here, which is going to be fun for those who are watching the air show, but not so much fun if you're trying to talk on a radio program. But we'll get through that. All right. So the other thing that obviously people are talking about, speaking of children, is this whole thing with Brad Pitt.
Oh, Brangelina breakup
and Angelina Jolie. But I mean, forget about the breakup. That's like expected, right? I mean, that's a Hollywood couple. They've been together for God knows how long, 2 years of marriage. Why they got married in the first place, I don't really know. But they were together like 10 years before that. But now they're saying that Brad Pitt was actually physically and verbally abusive to his kids.
Dead air.
I know.
Because that's disappointing.
Well, it is disappointing. And I don't know. I put it to you this way. I mean, if you got six kids... Which I think they do, right? They have six kids,
yes,
which is like highly unusual for any couple, let alone a Hollywood couple. But six kids, and I'm thinking at some point, I'm probably beating one of them. You know, I mean, it's just like the odds are there. You got six kids, one of them's going to do something. One of them, it's just, I don't know why they're making such a big deal out of that.
I know why.
Why?
PR plant by Angelina.
You think it was a...
Oh, yeah, let's make Brad look bad.
Let's make Brad look bad.
Yeah.
You know,
Hey, there's a hashtag.
Brad looks bad. Hashtag, we're going to start that one. Brad looks bad. Ooh, I like that. But all I know is that at some point, if you got six kids, you're going to be, at the very least, you're going to be verbally abusive. And can you... All right, Mary Goulet.
Yes.
If you had six kids, what would it be like in your house? And you are not... I mean, I know you. You are sweet. You are loving. But you are not a pushover. So someone tries to push over Mary Goulet, that ain't happening. And you're going to put your foot down, and you got six kids running around. Like, what would that house be like for you?
Let's really set context, though. This is multi-millionaire, super popular people with different kids from all
over the
world. What
are you saying? Mary Goulet is not a multi-millionaire?
No, but also
in the context of what's going on.
Therefore, it's okay.
No. No finishing sentence.
just trying to make sure I'm clear.
No,
on this.
I'm just saying, like, the context right now, controversy is what makes things go viral.
Yeah,
and so whether it's PR plant, like Donna's saying, or it's he really did some. You're basically guilty until proven innocent these days.
Yeah,
bottom line. And so we have no idea if he really even did that. And what's abuse anyway?
Exactly. I mean, so it's okay to spank your kid, right? I mean, is that okay? Can you even spank your kid anymore? Or is that a problem?
In certain contexts, I'm sure people are getting in trouble because of that.
Right?
I mean, that's like everyone's up in everyone's business.
I mean, I'm not saying that I agree with it, but I certainly understand. Back in the day, I mean, you went to Catholic school, right?
No, I did not.
You did not go to Catholic?
The first six siblings did, and they quit at me.
They realized.
And my brother and sister and I did went to public.
But did they come back with stories of, like, getting, like...
With the hand slap?
Absolutely. With the chalk stick or whatever the...
A ruler.
And all that fun stuff. And back then, it was like, okay. And then, you know, Adrian Peterson with his switch and the Minnesota Vikings, that running back guy who got... kicked out of the NFL for a year because he's, I don't know. So I guess at what point the question becomes, like, is it okay to discipline your child? Or though if you're in the celebrity eye, you do anything remotely bad. But
you know what, though?
It's scary to me.
Someone else blowing the whistle on Brad. It sounds like Angelina is blowing the whistle on Brad.
Right, and I think at this juncture, when you look at what she wants here, she wants full custody.
Are the kids in danger, truly? Who knows? I mean,
that's what she's saying.
We're so far down the food chain. That's why we buy the magazine in the grocery store.
Right.
We're not going to know the truth, ever.
Yeah, well, I'm glad at least we didn't talk about murdering black people. So that was good. That
one
was good progress.
All
right, guys, we'll talk to you here next time on Reinvention Radio.
Just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olsha, visit reinventionradio.com.